read widely and with a plan. Notice with a plan. If I actually listed for you the books that I have read in the last 3 years, you might be surprised with the small number that they are. I didn't list them, so I'm not quite sure how many books they are. One of the reasons they are relatively small is because I am careful, I try to be careful to read things that really are going to be helpful. Do I ever read a novel? Yes. But when I do, I actually try to think to myself, how will this be helpful? Now, I know sometimes we just read for fun, and I'm not telling you that you can never do that. I'm just simply saying that read widely, but read with a plan. What is it that you want to know? Somebody just gave me 4 volumes of World War I. They must be that thick, a total. And I must admit, they know I enjoy history, and so they purchased these books for me. And I know they're going to ask me, have you read those books? And I'm kind of, leafing through them and trying to find the pieces in there that are pertinent and all of that. But, I think I'll develop a plan to read through them, okay, and find some see what's there that could be mine from those books. Read classics. Leo Tolstoy, I enjoy reading Tolstoy's books. Read books that are deep and profound and stimulating. Try to stay away from the ones that are really light. You heard me say there's a time to read some light stuff. I'm not arguing that point, but that certainly should not be the general diet of a teacher who is learning and growing.